Welcome to Sports Talk with Logan. My name is Logan, and it is 11:35. Starting off today, former Detroit Lions wide receiver Titus Young was arrested twice in a 15-hour span Sunday, according to Riverside County, California authorities. Young was pulled over at 12:01 a.m. Sunday in Southern California after making an illegal left turn. According to the police report, Young was then arrested for suspicion of driving under the influence, booked by Moreno Valley Police at the Robert Presley Detention Center, issued a citation, and later released. At 2:22 p.m. that same afternoon, officers responded to a local tow yard after a man was seen climbing over a fence. The man turned out to be Young, who said he was looking for his impounded black Mustang. Young was then arrested for burglary and booked again at the same detention center. He was released on a he was released from custody on a $5,000. The Lions waived the troubled Young on February 4th. Young, a second-round draft pick in 2011, was disciplined multiple times that season. He was also told to stay away from the Lions facility because of intentionally lined up wrong in the Week 14 loss to the Green Bay Packers. During his time with the Detroit Lions, he also was sent home by the team on three different occasions, once for punching teammate Louis Delmas during an off-season workout program, then twice for repeated insubordinate behavior. On a further note, a Utah teen was accused of punching a soccer referee who later died, was charged Wednesday with homicide by assault, a count issued when an attack unintentionally causes death. Salt Lake City District Attorney Sim Gill also said he will seek to try the teen as an adult in the death of the 46-year-old Ricardo Portarillo. The charge is less serious than manslaughter. It carries a possible sentence of up to 5 years in prison for adults, but penalties can be less for juveniles. But the fact that the teenager will also turn 18, combined with the seriousness of what happened, led Gill to push him to be tried as an adult. The chances of the teen's rehabilitation is minimal. A juvenile court judge will ultimately rule on the request. A new playoff system will replace the BCS National Championship game. This new series, instead of being called the College Football Playoff, will be called the Bowl Championship Series. This will start on the postseason of college football and the season of 2014. Right now, they're choosing the remaining three sites for the sixth bowl semifinal rotation in the new system and the site of the first championship game to be held January 12, 2015. This Washington, D.C. Councilman David Grosso has put forth a new resolution asking the city's pro football team to. It is said by some Native Americans that the Redskins, the phrase has often been described as offensive to Native Americans. Team owners have refused to address the issue. However, a recent poll by the AP shows that 79% of Americans nationwide support the name and do not think the team should be forced to change it. They are trying to change the name to the Washington Redtails in support of the Tuskegee. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed. This has been Sports Talk with Love.